Welcome to Let's Make Waves podcast. I'm Rana Al-Basri Mawad, and this is episode 5. Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of my podcast. I'm so happy that you're here. 2020, what a year, huh? This year has been something else, hasn't it? I mean, I've heard of different reactions to this extraordinary year from a lot of people around me and from friends. And the reaction can be placed on different sides and different parts of the spectrum, honestly. But the common thread, the one thing that I've noticed that was similar for many people I know, is that 2020 has given them time. And that is time to start concentrating on passions and give them their overdue attention by investing in them, be it taking courses or working on developing that passion, but mainly time that was used to evaluate personal situations. 2020 has been tough, especially that many of you have woken up to the fragile nature of the job market and the current shakiness of the job security. So as a result, so many of you are deciding to make a shift. Some are considering starting something on the side, some are getting into partnerships, and some are just looking into their passions and seriously evaluating their situation. So yes, things haven't been easy, but the silver lining to this year, silver lining to 2020, believe it or not, is the uncomfortable nature of change that helps us reevaluate our lives and our plans, our ambitions, and as well as our struggles, our discomforts, and try to think of ways to grow and to shift that mindset and to look for opportunities. If you're standing at this particular crossroad, thinking of uncomfortable changes, having tons and tons of ideas or many passions, and you want to turn them into businesses, then this episode is for you, my friend. If you follow me on social, you would have heard me say this so many times. We are not one-dimensional beings. So many of us are multi-passionate, and it's because of that combination that we become who we are. So the question is, how can you know if something that you are passionate about and you're good at can be turned into a business? Something that you love can be turned into your livelihood? And that's the question that I get asked a lot. So today, I want you to look at your passion with objectivity. Taking a shift is a calculated risk. So courage, passion, ambition, they have to be balanced with knowledge and data and research. So if you're considering turning something that you're passionate about into a business and you don't know whether this passion can actually be a business, I will share with you now some steps, some techniques that can help you in the research and the decision process. As I've mentioned before, taking a shift and creating a business based on something that you love and you enjoy is a calculated risk. So let's dive in into the steps that can help you know and decide how to move forward. All right? So step one is, if it needs a certification, go get it. And what I mean about that is, if you're passionate about something and you want to create a business out of it, but for your business idea to work, you need to be certified, then that's your starting point. And I want to include something important here. There are certain passions where without a certification, there is either a legal or a technical issue in your business. So make sure that you have all your ducks in a row when it comes to the basic requirements for starting that business. This is an important step. Now, moving on to step two. What is your business? Why? And I know you've heard that a lot of times, but it is important because you need to figure out your why. Why do you want to start this business? What difference do you want to make using your business? Let's say if you have a financial restriction, your budgets are tight, your investments are small, does your why fuel you enough to be resourceful, to see your passion become a business? By identifying your why, it is not about, you know, coming up with a business that is based on innovation, like in the sense of an investment, but it's more in the sense of finding out what really fuels you and what will make your service or your product different and attractive to the audience that you want to serve. Now, step three is decide on your business model. That means answering the following questions. What kind of a business will your passion be? Is it a solopreneur? Is it a partnership? What exactly it is? What are your realistic financial goals? So by that, I mean, you really, really need to be open and realistic when it comes to everything financial. Is it a personal investment? Will you seek VCs? What exactly is your business model financially based on? With the advancement of the internet today, planning a budget-friendly beginning is much easier today than 10 years ago, for example. So if you're doing it on your own, you can. So think of it from a realistic but also practical angle and build your decision away from any kind of vanity or ego metrics. Because entrepreneurship, in this case, is also a mindset. So you need to be in the right mindset. You're looking at your future. You're looking at creating something out of something that you love. So that the mindset is really important. Step four is validate your idea. Now, validation is one of the most powerful steps that you can do when deciding to turn your passion into a business. Because this step gives you the chance to get out of your head and see your business proposition and service or product from the client or the customer's point of view. So connect with people who have always come to you with questions or sought you to help them with something that you're good at, and ask them for their feedback on your business idea. Validation is first-hand feedback from people who are potential clients or customers, and you will know if there is any interest. So validation happens in different ways. There's different ways you can do it. You can send emails to your potential clients and, you know, people that you've identified as potential clients and ask them to participate in a questionnaire that you've created. Or if you have a good following on social media, you can validate some aspects of your idea through polls or questions online. Validation is a very powerful step. I really hope you don't skip it. Step five is test your idea. So if your passion is a product, you can validate that business idea by participating in a flea market or a bazaar. If your passion is a service, maybe you can take over some projects pro bono and look at it from that angle. By testing your idea, by testing it on ground, you're not only validating it, but you also get the chance to test and hone in on your pricing strategy. And you get instant feedback on specific details of your business idea. And that might help you to decide if your passion can actually be a business. This exercise will also help you to do any kind of necessary changes that can enhance your business idea and make it better. Finally, I want to encourage you to always investigate, to research and collect as much information as possible. Check if your passion can actually be monetized or if it's just something that brings you pure joy. You need to be honest with yourself. This is an important part of it. And it's also important because it helps you to recognize whether your idea is a hobby, either because it's very difficult to monetize, or there's no interest from potential audience, or simply because you do not have the complete professional grip on it. And that is okay. It is part of being a multi-passionate person, and this is something that you can embrace in yourself. So you'll know by being honest with yourself if it's something that you can put in the hobby compartment or something that you can look at to monetize. The smart thing is to know and understand which passion will stay and which passion you can invest on and investigate in its business viability. So let me recap the steps one more time. Step one, if it needs a certification, go get it. Step two, what is your why? Step three, decide on your business model. Step four, validate your idea. And step five, test your idea. So there you have it. Five steps that can answer some of your questions. And the main one is, can my passion be a business? If you have any questions or want to open a conversation, I'd love to hear from you. You can find me in the comment section on this podcast episode on my website on renamawad.com/5. That's renamawad.com/5. I'm also active on Instagram. My handle is rena.mawad. If you haven't done this already, please subscribe to my podcast. You'll get updated when a new podcast is published weekly. And I also have some bonus episodes coming up, and you can only find out about them once you've subscribed. Thank you so much for listening, and I can't wait to touch base with you again, this time next week, with a new episode and a new topic. Till then, have a great week and take care.